You fail to hit the monster. Your hit points are running low. Your mana points have long been exhausted. What do you do? What do you do? Well, in this case, you lose. You slink away, defeated and dejected. Next time, you need to plan a little better. Listen to Detention with Ashelon on Radio KOL, where it's not a spoiler, it's just sound advice.
Good afternoon, Kingdom of Loathing. This is Ashelon. You're listening to the Sunday talk show, State of the Kingdom, where we look at what is going on in the game this week. As always, I do not do any requests this show. I really only play a couple songs just to kind of do a little intro and kill some time and whatever I need a break. So, no requests today. And if you've never heard this show before, you're in for a little treat. What this is we look at the game from a player's point of view and basically kind of help you play better. I kind of know what I'm doing. I've got about 20, 25 hardcore ascensions on my main character, and I'm now up to 80... how many do I have on Dark Eagle now? I think it's 85. 84. Oh, goody. Well, I'm best recording this time. Yeah, but Nick, record it anyway. Just be safe. So I have about 100 ascensions under my belt, and I can do them pretty fast. Not as fast as, like, the speed demons, but I do have a clue I'm talking about. So how this works... how this works today is very simple. You will send in questions that I will get to during the second half of the show. It's a two-hour set. First half of the show, I tend to talk about a discussion point, usually something that's either come up in the game recently or something that it might be an aspect of the game that you might like to improve on. This week, we're going to look at trading and mall playing. basically... How do you play them all? How do you survive the place that is channel trade that at times can burn like hydrochloric acid from all the silliness in there? How do you survive that? How do you not get scammed? How do you not make a bad deal? So that's what we're going to look at this week. We're also going to look at the hilarious grimoire and some of the items and the implications of those items as well. So that's going to be the first hour. The second hour, we're going to talk about whatever you come up with. So during that time, pretty much what you do is you send questions to Ashelon. Now, I ask that you send them a very specific way. It keeps me sane, and it helps me not miss questions. And they'll be sent them as a blue message, /MSG, spaced Ashelon, if you prefer the player number, that is 67689. And then ask your question. Pretty much, unless it's a blatant spoiler on, like, how to do a quest or something, I may point you off to a spoiler site. And I'll give you kind of advice. I'm not going to basically tell you point-to-point everything to do, but we'll look at the implications. We'll look into the game mechanics. And there's always a plethora of miscreants running around somewhere that will, whenever I make a mistake, they tell me, because that's just the way they are. So... yeah, all you noobs pay close attention. Yes, KOL Econ 101 today. That's what we're going to do. And the questions have already started coming in. What I would do is I just kind of copy-paste them into a notepad so I don't lose them. So if you send in a question right now, that's fine. Just kind of realize that I may not get to it until... the second hour, because the first hour is devoted to my discussion topic. But please go ahead and send the questions in. And I'm going to play three songs just to kind of give you guys some time to think. And I'm going to play two songs and a little humor today. I'm in a good mood. I don't know why. I think because I can see the light at the end of the tunnel with Dark Eagle. And I'm enjoying right now the... You know, I have to say this. For those of you guys who have listened to me for, like, months and me talking since January about dreading going into Oxy, you know what? If you are prepared for an Oxy and you have a decent skill set, Oxy is the most relaxing thing you can do in this game. And I so needed that. But we'll talk about that at a later point this show. So, again, BlueMessage/MSG Ashalond. That is Ashallond, or /MSG space 67689. Feel free to ask me a question about anything. About items, about how to find things, about how to do things, strategies, suggestions, comments, thoughts, rambles, anything. The second hour is entirely based off what you guys give to me, and when I don't get questions or comments, then we have the phenomenon called Suckage Talk Radio, where the host begins to ramble, and while that at times may be funny and interesting, at times it is very, very scary. So I'm going to start you off with a little Saturday Night Live Celebrity Jeopardy. And I'm going to then follow up with a little Puddle of Mud and Stained. This is State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL with your host, Ashalond. Enjoy. Okay. Now that I just tried to start two songs that I had no intention of starting. Okay, let me get these last couple questions put into my notepad, and then we will start talking about KOL Econ 101. I've got them all. Okay, so let's start out with, first off, the KOL economy. Okay, people. It's a game. And yes, it's an economy. And you can manipulate the economy if you have billions of meat. But a lot of those people are gone. So, you know, you don't see as much of that, maybe except on a low-end key. You know, oh my god, they raised the price of a line from 100 to 120. You know, stuff like that. That happens all the time. Because people, you know, will throw things down low, and then somebody buys them all and puts them at a set price and go on. And really, when you're first going into the mall, that might honestly be the easiest way to make a little bit of meat. You're not going to make massive amounts of meat, okay? Guys, let me explain something to you. Do not expect in anything I'm going to talk about today the ability to make a million or three meat in half an hour, okay? I'm not trying to sell one of those books, 10 tips on how to make millions of meat, to send $4.99 through eBay, and I'll send it to you. You think I'm kidding? I saw that damn thing. But the easiest way to make small bits of meat at a time is kind of watch what items are doing. And if you see people putting in, you know, some of them that are significantly lower than what pretty much everyone else is pricing them at, buy them up, set them up maybe 5 to 10 meat below what everybody else is setting them for, and you make profit. Now, there are some in the trading economy community that call this the one meat undercut, and bitch tomorrow, no tomorrow, oh my god, they're undercutting me, I'm not going to make as much now, so we should like ban them. And to that I'm like, deal. That is a capitalist society. You know, if someone else can offer the same thing that you can, pay a cheaper price, they can, and they will. Now, what happens, though, and there's two ways of thinking about how you work out your price out. Do you want to try to long-term a price, or do you want to try to short-term offload everything? I personally tend to go for the get it all done. Just go out there and sell it. But the people who actually want to get it distributed to everybody and for cheap will put limits on them. Now, there are a lot of people who don't buy from the mall from people who have limits, and that's fine. Oh, no, I got a cough here, and I don't want to cough, so I got to mute. Okay, I'm back. And that's fine. Now, of course, you know, when I'm trying to do some mass cooking or something, that pisses me off that I have to go to 17,000 places to find enough of a certain food item, but that's just the way it rolls. So the first way that you can make meat off of the mall is buy something and resell it for a little bit higher. You're not going to make tons and tons of meat. And if you raise it too high, someone will come along and put their price under yours and have a high enough inventory that you will get nailed and stuck at a loss if you have to keep lowering and keep lowering it. So, that's the easiest way. I mean, I gotta use, you know, if you know, for example, that, let's say, dry noodles are right now, let's look here. Search them all. Dry noodles. At this time, in KOL, dry noodles can be had for relatively 2,600 to 2,700 meat. Okay? But let's everyone go ahead and pull up dry noodles in the mall. Let's talk about how we do this. Alright? What I look at this is that I have 22 noodles at 2,600. I have one person who has 24 at one a day at 2,700. I have one person who has 19 at one a day for 2,750. And then we go to 2,950 and 3,000. Now what I see there is I see a very quick 200 to 300 meat profit I can do. Because I could buy all 22 of those first 2,600 meat dry noodles and resell them for say 2,900. Okay? And get 300 meat off each one. And, you know, that's how it works. That's exactly what you do. You kind of take a bulk thing, you make it a little bit higher than your limit prices, because people are willing to pay a little bit more for things without limits than they are for things with limits. Okay? So, that's... Hey, NicoChan314, if you're getting 100 meat, Mr. A's, you need to share the wealth, baby. Anyway, now, okay, if someone misprices something, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be an asshole and, you know, keep it. I'm going to go, you totally mispriced this, and, you know, you owe me something nice or pretty, and or here, have it back, and don't be an idiot. You know, it happens. So, anyway, the idea here then is you buy things that are a little bit bulk, raise their price up, you know, 100, 150, and let them sell out. It's very slow. Okay. The second way that you can make meat is if you have cooking, and you realize that, hey, if I go get all of these ingredients and cook the thing together and sell the item, I will make more meat than what I bought for the ingredients. And you have to be careful, because sometimes that's not always true. Sometimes the ingredients individually cost more. So then the logical would be farm the most expensive item and then buy the rest. You'll still get profit on that. And so that's where a lot of your food farmers come from, is that they're farming the parts of the food for, say, chow mains, and then they're cooking them, and then they're selling them for profit. Mass profit. And in fact, that's how I worked when I was before Ascension, was I would run around buying, but hoarding just tons of chow mein parts. And when I got so many of each part that I needed, I'd make one big batch of food and throw it out there in the mall. And that would fund me just well. It's not as profitable as it used to be. Now, I'm talking, you know, before Ascension. Everything's kind of has price fluctuated since. But, yes, it does work for cocktail crafting as well. But again, this requires, and this is why this is a little bit more troublesome, it requires some research. It requires that you actually know, I have to use this item, and this item. Okay? Say, for example, you know, I have to use a bottle of gin and a grapefruit and little paper umbrella to make a Disco Bandit drink. Okay, well, how much does gin cost them all? How much does grapefruit cost them all? How much little paper umbrellas cost them all? Add that together. Is that price cheaper than what the finished drink is selling for? If it is, that's a great opportunity for you to buy the raw materials, cook them together, sell it off. Now, you're going to have a little bit of loss on your price because either you're losing turns or you're going to be losing your chef in the box eventually, or your bartender in the box. Okay? So that's, you know, those are the two, what I would call the safe ways to play them all, okay? Because really, in this case, you're trying to use your piles of stuff to make it into a liquid meat situation. Now, there are more riskier ways to play them all. And there is the ever-popular new item speculation. When a new item comes out, when it's first very rare, people go crazy. So if you can figure it out, and you can get some out in the mall, you tend to make a fairly decent amount of meat off of this until everyone else figures it out and then floods the market and the price nosedives. This is very time-dependent, and it's risky because you might put one out there, get a good price, make 10 more, put those out there, and then the flood starts, and you're stuck with them at a high price. Okay? Kind of the same thing with the buy and resell. Is that, you know, unless you know this, an item that is going to go back up, all these items that are new start at high and they drop down until there's an equilibrium reached of people who want them versus people who are making them. So you have to be kind of worrisome with that. But like, for example, if when the familiar items for the new elemental fairies came out, you put those in the mall, and they were selling for a fairly decent amount of meat. You know, I'm thinking, let's see, at least 5-digit prices. Okay? But now, doing my search, actually, no, the miniature carton of clove cigarettes are still going for, you know, 130, 150, 175,000 meat. But of course, then they realize for that, the clove cigarettes, those are kind of hard to get. Those are the way you get those are pretty tricky. The lipsticks for the sleazy go for 45. Well, it's a little bit easier to get. And you don't have to do as much. And so these two things kind of give you, when they both start, they were both 6-digit prices. Well, now that lipsticks have been figured out and they're easier to get, people are getting them more people are putting them in the market, and we have this thing that I'm always constantly harping about, the concept of supply and demand, which is the larger the supply, there has to be an equal demand for a price to stay high. Otherwise, the price goes down. If there is a larger demand than a supply, the price goes up. For example, the ever-popular, ever-exampled hand turkey outline. Okay? Hand turkey outlines right now go for 410 million meat. Okay? Well, why is that? Because in the mall, there are exactly 5 in the mall. That's it. And one of them really isn't for sale. One of them is just kind of a show and tell. Okay? First cool mushroom sold for $19 million, and now you can get them, you know, right. Now, Scalaris is pointing out that if I do it right, your profits will outweigh the cost of box servants, and I agree. And I'm just saying that you have to think what you're doing. You don't want to just run in and think, okay, I'm going to make 200 meat on one item, and, you know, you make 15, 20 of them, and then your chef blows up, you know. The more things that you can adventure for yourself is better. Yeah, so the hand turkey, 410 million meat. What else is rare? Is a crazy bastard sword. Those are pretty rare. Hard to find. That's even an ultra rare. All right, crazy bastard sword, 110 million meat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12, 13 of them. Okay, so right there. You know, a difference of 300 million meat because there's 7 more. Eight more in the mall. So what you have to look for then are this idea of supply and demand. if everyone's bringing all these items to the market, the price is going to go down until the demand meets an equilibrium. So let's look at the economy as a whole. People's always complaining that the game is in a deflation. Well, why is that? Because there are more players playing, there are more players making items, there are being more items being put into the market. That's not the same demand level that's being put in because more people are putting them in there. So guess what? Prices go down. That's what's going on. Unless you have an item that there is a demand for. Point in case, the Mr. Accessory. Now, this is a fluctuating item. Right now, it's at $4.3 million. On April 1st, they were going for almost $5 million. Why? Because it was a brand new item. You know, there grew more. And people were speculating. And that's the deal with speculation. If you buy an item and then held on to it expecting the prices to skyrocket, a.k.a. the snow cone tome, you're not always going to be right. You're not going to be right all the time. So, you have to realize that as well. You know, I can remember that as Jik and them add new items, and they add new combinations, that those pieces become more expensive. When the NPZR recipe finally got out, you know, you couldn't find pine tar for at least a day or two, because they were just getting snatched up. You know, so sometimes a very mundane item all of a sudden becomes really important. And if you happen to have a large stash of those in your display case, you just hit pay dirt. So, yeah, you just got, it's a hit and miss. You know. So, there's the point you want to think about. Now, that's how you play them all. And I'm not even going to talk about the flea market, because that place is just a disaster, because there are so many things that are underpriced or highly overpriced, it's ridiculous. But, let's talk about channel trade. Some people think that channel trade is a hive of villainous scum. Some people live and die by trade. And that's in a sort of permanent home. And you know, that's fine. I mean, I used to dabble in trade off and on. And now as it is, I only really pop in there whenever Dark Eagle's in Ronin or is about to ascend and needs to offload his stuff. And he'll go in there and go, hey, I got this. Have fun. And that's about all I do in trade. Mainly because there's so much traffic, I can't read like every other channel I'm in. If I was a focused trade person, I'd probably be in there. But you can try to buy items that are a little bit less than what the mall is selling. You can try to negotiate bartered trades. And that just takes time, because what you'll find out is that there are people in there who are very savvy traders and understand how much everything costs and are looking for good deals. I mean, I love people who try to get me to sell them my tomatoes at 30 meat whenever I have a batch of tomatoes. I'm like, I can auto-sell those at 35. I'm not an idiot. And then they never say anything else again. So, there are a lot of people who know how much things are, know the implications, you know. And if you have a lot of items like that, what you usually want to try to do is you want to make a middle ground. I sell tomatoes off of Dark Eagle for, say, 50 meat. Okay? Well, why 50? Because if someone wants to buy tomatoes, they would buy them for 70 at the store or 100 from the mall. And if I were just to auto-sell them, I'd only get 35. So if I sell it at 50, I'm making a little bit more than I would get. They're getting a cheaper deal for what they need. It's a win-win for both of us. So you want to try to use that, since when we now have this 100, this 100 minimum in the mall, that's allowed us to have some middle grounds. Where before, what people would be doing was they would be buying the 10 meat tomatoes and auto-selling them to make their profit. So that doesn't really go off very much anymore. You also have the people in trade who really don't have a clue what they're doing. And they're just, oh, we need to sell this. And, you know, they get snatched up by the people who are waiting for the people who don't have a clue what they're doing. And that's sometimes where you get your good deals. honestly, and I'm sorry. If you are one of these people who really don't know what you're doing, seriously, research your items, look in the mall, see how much they're worth, how much they're selling for, and don't try to undercut them, because it's a bad idea, because someone's going to buy that item, turn around, throw it in the mall, boom, there you go. But sometimes I see people trying to undercut the mall and buy things underneath the mall, and it's just like obvious that they're trying to basically then turn around, put it in the mall, and sell it. So I tend to not deal with those people. I deal with people who I can give value to that are going to be willing to give me a good price for an item. Okay. Well, then there's the third type of people, and those are the scammers. The bane of all evil, the pieces of filth, is when you step in a pile of dog crap in your shoe and it just stinks for a while, you know it's there, and you know someone stepped in it, and someone's in the room and you don't know who it is, but by God, you know it's there, okay? They're around. They hide out in newbie and trade. Okay? Trade, they get pounced on like you know, a lamb in a batch of piranhas. The traders know when they smell a scam. And, you know, as Jigga's numerous times said, don't be scammed, don't be stupid. Well, how do you not be stupid? Okay? First off, I don't care what it says. The trade system is never broken. An untradeable item does not mean you mail it over to them. A trade untradeable item means I can't put it in the mall. Okay. Do not go, oh, well, since it's untradeable, we can't use the trade system, so can you just send it over? Don't fall for that. Okay. When you do a trade mail, you're either offering off a batch of meat, and I am very good about putting in the math, you know, 50 tomatoes at 50 meat each equals 2,500 meat. I'm basically telling them, here's 50 tomatoes, here's the meat I expect to get back, and if I don't see it, I'm canceling the trade. And it's basically how you basically put in what you're giving, times the meat, equals this price, this is what I'm expecting in return. Either items or meat. And it just a little multiplication here, or a little division. If they're offering you the meat, you want to make sure it's the right price per item. And you don't get scammed. But you have to make sure, because a lot of times they'll put like one meat and then they'll like write the thing, 100,000 meat. The way you tell if there's meat there or not is there is a picture of a steak and then a number next to it. And that number next to it is what you're looking at. You do not want to see a word under, you know, next to a number. It's the picture. Tell us how you really feel about the scammers. Scammers. See, honestly, here's the thing. I would be scamming scammers like the wazoo. There's been a few people who have done that. But honestly, if I had power in this game, my personal opinion was if you scam somebody on a deception, I mean, and there's a fine line between deception and making a good deal. You know, the metallic A for Mr. A. If you pull one of those, I'd ban your ass from the game. Just done. I mean, I would. I'd just be like, you're an idiot. Gone. I would pull all your stuff out, put it into a mall, sell it, and the meat goes to, like, you know, reimburse whoever stuff you stole. But of course, then I'm a sadistic bastard, and that's just me. Okay, they also are in games as well. I have not been in games in a while. Gleaves just put a great picture in here of what the scam looks like. If you didn't see it, of course, you know, if you hear this recording, just inquire to Gleaves, G-L-E-B-S, to see his picture. And it says, you know, I will give Radio Free Foil and no meat. Nigel Trevor Jr. will give you one meat, note, 40 million. Oh, Gleaves, tell me, what did you do when you got that? How did you respond and rip their guts out? Did you pull the, oh, my trade doesn't work, can you go ahead and send me the meat for... I mean, because, see, this thing, if someone ever tried to scam me, I would call that open season to scam their ass back and get something from them. I mean, that's exactly what I would do. That's a great example. Gleebs, if you wouldn't mind, I wouldn't mind linking that to this file on the archive, if you wouldn't mind me throwing that link to them as well. Yes, and plus, NicoChan314 does point out that if you pull this scam that he has, you get disabled. So, yeah. Anyway, but, so just, you know, be careful, do a little math, and, you know, just watch what you're doing. Just watch what you're doing. Now, I was in trade earlier today, and I was doing a little bit of research, because I was talking with him about the new Hilarious stuff, which is, of course, the new item on the block that people bitched up a storm. Oh my god, it didn't make hardcore easier. I want a refund. What the hell? If you didn't know, do like me and wait until the people who dive in head first tell you what it does, and then you go do it. Duh! You know. Yeah. So, yeah, Gleebs, I'm gonna link this, because that's a great picture example. It's a great example. But I've been talking, I said, guys, how much do these Hilarious items go for in trade? I mean, you can't put them in the mall. A lot of them you can't put in the mall. I don't think any of you can put in the mall. You know, these are gift items. These are for the heart players. How much are they trading on the unofficial mall market? And I'm thinking, you know, maybe a couple thousand. Did you know that as of today, which is April 8th, or April 9th, or whatever, early April, I don't care, that you can go into trade and you can probably sell a Hilarious item for anywhere to 20 to 40,000 meat range? And a fake hand will actually go up to 75, and I'm like, really? Wow. Because in supply and demand. There aren't that many out there right now. People want them. You know, so on and so forth. So, okay, do not do requests in trade or in radio for stuff. So, you know, that's what you need to kind of, you know, just watch. But I was like, wow. It's pretty nifty. You know, but why is that? I mean, if we came back and we revisited this question in a couple of weeks and I went into trade and asked them, I'd almost guarantee you that that price will have dropped some because there will be more out there. But we'll see. That'll be curious. So, you know, pretty much play your mall. You know, start out. Find things that are undervalued. I mean, there will be some people who put things in at the minimum value, and you can snag those real quick and put them up to normal value and make, you know, a couple hundred, maybe a thousand meat. You know, go farm or buy materials to make food or stuff that will sell for a higher amount. You can do the speculations if you're risky and you think you know what you're doing. And, you know, worst case, you don't want to put them all, play and trade. Just, you know, beware of the scammers. Otherwise, you know, people get spankied. Alright, guys, that is my discussion on the mall and how to trade for meat. Meat pleasers. And I'm going to play that Audio Slave song that I screwed up and tried to play once already. When I come back, we're going to go ahead and we're going to start answering your questions. So this will be time to send in your questions to Ashelon. That's player number 67689. Wait, how do we trade gift items? You give them to somebody and they give you meat, and there you go. They're selling them in the trade channel. Talk to them. Ah. And congratulations to Mac and Cheese and Fierd Al Yankovic, who have gotten engaged. So, congratulations, Mac and Cheese. Hooray to you. Yeah, I think you have to watch the others, but I would say, honestly, go talk to the ones in trade, because I don't know. Well, if you're buying them, you know, eh. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play a little music, a little Audio Slave, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do some questions. / MSG space Ashland, or / MSG space 67689. You're listening to State of the Kingdom, here on Radio KOL.